Book of First Chronicles. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Reuma, and Saptuka. The sons of Reuma, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on earth. Egypt was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtahites, Hathrasites, Cashlahites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zimmerites, and Hamathites. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleth, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obul, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sirach, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine: Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham was the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. By Timna, Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seor: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manuhath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Aya and Ana. The son of Ana: Dishon. The sons of Dishon: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zeovan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan: Uz and Aran. These were the kings who reigned in Edom before any Israelite king reigned. Bela, son of Beor, whose city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites succeeded him as king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Aphith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him as king. When Samla died, Shul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad also died. The chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinan, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by a Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shua. Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, bore Perez and Zerah to Judah. He had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda. Five in all. The son of Carmi: Achar, who brought trouble on Israel by violating the ban on taking devoted things. The son of Ethan: Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeremiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, the leader of the people of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. The second son was Abinadab, the third Shimea, the fourth Nethanel, the fifth Radai, the sixth Ozem, and the seventh David. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron, when he was 60 years old, married the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. He made love to her, and she bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who controlled 23 towns in Gilead. But Gesher and Aram captured Havoth-Jair, as well as Keneth, with its surrounding settlements, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn; Beunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abisha. Abisha's wife was named Abihail, who bore him Abin and Molid. The sons of Nadab: Selet and Appaim. Selet died without children. The son of Appaim, Ishai, who was the father of Shishan. Shishan was the father of Ali. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother: Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Shishan had no sons, only daughters. He had an Egyptian servant named Jarha. Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan, Nathan the father of Zabad, Zabad the father of Ephlo, Ephlo the father of Obed, Obed the father of Jehu, Jehu the father of Azariah, Azariah the father of Helas, Helas the father of Eleasa, Eleasa the father of Sismai, Sismai the father of Shallum, Shallum the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiah: Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son Marisha, who was the father of Hebron. the sons of Hebron: Korah, Capua, Rekem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rahan, and Rahan the father of Jorkeam. Rekem was the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Caleb's concubine Ephah was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gases. Haran was the father of Gases. The sons of Jahdai: Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Caleb's concubine Maukah was the mother of Sheber and Terhena. She also gave birth to Shaaph, the father of Madmana, and to Sheva, the father of Machbena, and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Achsah. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah: Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jeorim; Salma, the father of Bethlehem; and Harith, the father of Beth-Gader. The descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jeorim, were Heroah, half the Manahathites, and the clans of Kiriath Jeorim: the Ithrites, Puthites, Shumathites, and Misraites. From these descended the Zorathites and Eshtaolites. The descendants of Salma: Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Athroth Beth Joab, half the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the clans of scribes who lived at Jabez: the Tirathites, Shimeathites, and Sukkathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.